This is JIS News. Coming up, customs looking at international IT system to improve processes. Government considers deposit financing scheme for prospective homeowners and over $8 billion provided to improve NWC service.
Jamaica, it's time to participate in the public sector customer service competition. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Vote online at cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities. The Public Sector Customer Service Competition. It's time to vote. Time to give the winners recognition. Deadline February 28.
Now the news. The Jamaica Customs Department is looking to implement a new international information technology IT system to automate customs processes and compile accurate trade statistics. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees made the announcement at a recent Jamaica Information Service think tank session. He says a team is in Trinidad and Tobago to look at the Asecura World Information System and to determine whether it is compatible with applications in Jamaica.
Because there's a need to implement a full service system in short order, in preparation for the logistics hub, and also to make Jamaica more competitive as a cargo destination or transshipment destination. It will enable us to have advanced information on cargo manifests, advanced information on passengers, and we'll also be able to view bills of lading and other information.
The Asecura World Information System is used in over 85 countries. Major Rees says the new web-based system, if implemented, will improve the operations by fully automating export and import transactions. He adds that it will be linked to the port community system. The government is considering the implementation of a deposit financing scheme for the provision of short-term loans to persons unable to come up with the down payment required to purchase a home. Minister with responsibility for housing in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Murray Sky, says the proposal is for beneficiaries to repay the loan over a 3 to 5 year period and still be able to manage a mortgage over 15, 20 or 30 years. The proposed measure will reduce the burden of a high down payment, which is currently between 10 to 15% of the selling price, and also closing costs.
We are seeking funds currently to assist the smaller mortgage companies, primarily the credit unions, so that we can offer a home deposit financing for these people. In that, even at the current 15% or 10%, or even if it goes to 5 to 6%, they still might not be able to find that. We are looking at a program where we can give them a short-term loan.
The proposed deposit financing program is part of initiatives by the government to make home ownership easier for Jamaicans. Over $8 billion Jamaican dollars has been allocated under the National Water Commission NWC K-Factor program to improve the level of service to NWC customers. Minister of Water, Land Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says this will be done through the tanks and pumps rehabilitation project.
This program is aimed at maximizing the benefits of system storage within the pump distribution network by refurbishing and recommissioning approximately 288 existing portable water storage tanks, reducing energy usage and non-revenue water, and improving service delivery levels to customers.
The recently launched K-Factor program is geared towards improving the quality of water and wastewater services provided to NWC customers. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the government is laying the foundation for Jamaica to successfully host a Diamond League athletic meet in the near future. Mrs. Nita Headley says the Jamaica Amateur Athletics Association, with the government's blessing, has already started discussions with the International Association of Athletics Federations for Jamaica to become a Diamond League destination.
These discussions have focused on the vision of the IAAF president, and it is clear from these discussions that by hosting a meeting in Jamaica, the Diamond League will be able to build the worldwide appeal of athletics. It is also clear that a Jamaican meeting will be able to provide world-class entertainment by providing outstanding television images.
Minister Nita Headley is appealing to private sector interest groups to come forward as sponsors to help convince the IAAF that Jamaica has the capacity and financial means to stage a Diamond League event. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.